Welcome to the Apple for Hits podcast. Hello there. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of a Naughty Mouse. And welcome to how to customize haptic controls for VoiceOver in iOS. So you probably have noticed that your haptic is going crazy. Maybe for some of you, it may be a haptic overload. Just too much haptic going on. Slide, left, right, up, down, going to the end of things, going bonk, bonk, bonk. And it's just lots of haptic. Sometimes people may have concerns that it may be taking up more of your battery, or some of you are concerned that maybe the haptic engine inside your phone will wear out faster. I get that, and I understand that, and that is why Apple gives us the ability to control this, what we want turned on and what we want to turn off. So let me guide you into where you can find, where you can customize the haptic controls. Now it's buried pretty far deep. Have no fear. I'll guide you the way. So let's go to settings.
Settings.
One finger double tap on settings.
Settings.
And we're going to swipe to accessibility.
Accessibility button.
One finger double tap.
Accessibility features help you customize your iPhone for your individual needs.
Let's go to voiceover.
Vision. Voiceover on button.
Double tap.
Voiceover on. Double tap to toggle setting.
Now we're going to scroll down to audio.
Audio button.
And we are going to double tap on audio.
Sounds and haptics button.
Aha, we're getting closer. One more time. One finger double tap.
Sounds. Heading.
All right, so we are here. Now, we're going to go down to where it has the haptics. So just scroll to the right until you get to haptics, headings.
Haptics, heading.
Here we are. All right, now when you go to the right from here.
Haptics, on. Double tap to toggle setting.
The ability to have haptic on globally, which means if you don't want haptic at all for any kind of voiceover action, you just simply double tap this and it will turn this off globally. Now, if you want to control one by one by various different types of events, we can customize that. Now, how and what we can customize will be limited to a couple of things. So let me show you a couple of things. So go to the right.
Haptic intensity, 100%, adjustable. First swipe thing, up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
We want to say, hey, do you want this all the way up to 100% or you just want a little bit lighter? So you can just swipe that up and down to intensity level.
Interaction, heading.
And now we have all the things that are related to interaction. So each of these categories are broken down into different headings. And I will get to all the different headings and what kind of groups that we have available. So let's take a look by swiping to the right.
Item focused, button. Item activated, button. Navigation wrap backwards, button. Navigation wrap forwards, button. Scroll page, button. Boundary reached, button.
Let's take this for example. When you get to the boundary reach, you probably are very familiar with this. Let me show you. Do a one finger double tap on this.
Boundary reached, heading.
All right, so here we are. We are into this particular event. Now, you have two options in this particular event. We will have sound and haptic. So if you like the sound and you want to keep that on, you can keep it on. Or if you don't, you can just turn it off. So let's go to this right here.
Boundary reached, heading. Sound, on. Double tap to...
All right, so we have the sound, which is on. So if you don't want the sound to occur, you just double tap that to turn that off. So that's how you can control that. The next one, though.
Haptic, on.
The haptic. So if you don't like the haptic for this, this is where you can turn this off as well. And one more to the right.
Preview button.
Where you can go to the preview. So let's do a preview here. You hear that thunk? That's when you reach the boundary. So you're probably familiar with that. Now, this particular item, you can customize the sound and haptic. Now, some of the event that we will do or that is option here for us to look at may not have the ability to turn haptic on and off. So let me give you an example of that. Let's go back out of here.
Sounds and haptics. Back button. Sounds and haptics.
And I'm going to go to the right until I find a particular event that I know that you cannot control both.
Volume changed button.
Here's the one for volume change. Now, when you hit the volume on the left side of your phone, you're going up and down. Let's go in here and I'll take a look at this.
Sound on. Double tap to toggle setting.
Now, obviously, the sound option is there on and off. But notice this. When I go to the right.
Preview button.
It only gives you the option to preview. There is no options for haptics. So you're going to find that pretty much throughout this haptic area. You're going to have all sorts of things to look through, and not all would be allow you to have sounds and haptics. So that is how you can change the sound and haptic for a particular voiceover haptic control segment. One more time before I leave out of here, I want to show you something.
Sounds and haptics. Back button.
Double tap, go back.
Sounds and volume changed. Button.
I'm going to go all the way to the top here.
Audio. Back button.
All right. What I'm going to do, I'm going to do all the segment as I promise. And I have this set by headings, so I'm going to swipe down.
Sounds and haptics. Heading. Sounds. Heading. Haptics. Heading. Interaction. Heading.
All right. So this is all the interaction area that we were just at the boundaries and stuff like that.
Voiceover feedback. Heading.
Different type of voiceover feedback. This is where you're going to find this groups.
App feedback. Heading.
Apps feedback.
Braille. Heading.
For those with Braille.
Text editing. Heading.
Text editing.
System. Heading.
System. That's where I found the volume. And that is the last segment of this. All right. Well, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of a Naughty Mouse. Until next time. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.